So this comes to me as a second way of kind of manifesting, yeah. giving a reason for the second major premise, right? Yeah.
Yes.
The second major premise of the main argument. If you only had mood movers, you would have only something that is a mover to another. Mm-hmm. How can you have the to another without having the to itself? Mm-hmm. But if something is a mover to itself, then it can't be a mover. Because a mover, by definition, is a mover through something else, the thing that's moving it. So if there must be a mover through itself, there must be an unmoved mover, right? Mm-hmm. And that's God. Okay? Now the second road, huh? They use via to translate hodas in Greek, right? No, we translate more abstractly. We say, and Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Mm-hmm. In Latin, the way would be the word is via, and in the Greek, it's hodas, huh? Mm-hmm. Road, hodas, huh? The same way when they're talking about the natural road there in the beginning of the physics, the Greek word is hodas, and the Latin has via. Okay, so I like to translate road rather than the way. It's a little more sensible. Okay. Now the second way is from the reason for the efficient cause, huh? For there is found in these sensible things an order of what? Efficient causes, huh? And you could call this an order of what? Makers too, right? From facere, huh? Mm. I suppose makers are a little more concrete, huh, than efficient cause, like we say in English, huh? Mm-hmm. But in the Latin, you'd see in the word efficientia more the idea of the maker, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it's kind of interesting. Now, when Aristotle talks about the four kinds of causes, I don't know if you remember exactly what he does, but he talks about the material cause first, right? And then the form. And then the third cause he calls the mover, right? But he puts with that the maker, right? So, the third cause, he first defines the mover, whence first there's a beginning of motion, and so on. But then he said, and in general, the maker of the made, and so on, huh? This kind of a cause. But notice how he kind of begins with the mover, and then goes to the what?
Maker.
Yeah. And of course, the maker has more of the sense of being a cause of the form of the thing, right? The maker is the one who forms the thing, huh? The maker is the one because it's its existence, therefore. By the way, mover, of course, is caused motion. The motion is more sensible than being or form. Huh? It catches the attention of our senses more. Huh? It's interesting that Aristotle uses the word mover before maker. Mm-hmm. And you find here the argument for the mover before the argument for maker. And Thomas calls the one from motion manifestior, more manifest way, huh? Okay. So let's come back to the second argument here. So there are found in these sensible things an order of efficient causes, an order of makers. Nor is it found to be so, nor is it even possible that something be the what?
Efficient cause of itself.
Yeah, that be the maker of itself, right? Huh? Because thus it would be what? Before itself. Ah, the axiom I was talking about today, as I said in class with my students, huh? You know, I was trying to show them that if reason is able to see order, and order means a before and after, right? Then reason must also be able to see the distinction of things. And I was trying to show them that this by what I call the axiom of before and after. The axiom of order. Nothing is before or after itself. Well, he's using that now here, right? Okay. Now, one of the senses of before that you might recall from the categories, huh? You know, the first sense was before in time, the second was before in being, third was before in the discourse of reason or in general before in knowing, the fourth sense was before in goodness or better, right? Then Aristotle brings in the crowning sense, which is most like the second sense of those four, the sense in which the cause is before the effect, right? So that's one sense of before. So if something was a maker of itself, it would have been what?
Self.
And we have an American expression, a self-made man. Huh? Mm-hmm. And I suppose you would say my father was a self-made man in this sense. But is that speaking true? Mm-hmm. It was a self-paid man.
Not finally. There's going to have to be something.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. But you read that guy named Karl Marx, right? And he's trying to show that history is a process whereby man makes himself, right? And if man made himself, then that's who made me, like the catechism says, right? I made myself. But strictly speaking, it's a what? Contradiction, right? And even Sartre, in a way, sees that at the end of Vegan Nothingness, huh? Where he says that a man is trying to be cause of himself, right? But that's impossible. So man is a useless passion, he says. Well, you should try to do those things, you won't be. You find it rather useless to try to make yourself. Huh? So there's always some distinction between the maker and the made. Huh? So nothing is what? The maker of itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone like the other argument, nor is it possible that in efficient causes or makers one go on forever, right? Because in all ordered efficient causes, right? The first is the cause of the middle, and the middle is the cause of the what? Last, huh? Okay. And this is true whether the middle are what? Many or one only. And you can add, as he does sometimes, and whether the many are limited or unlimited, right? Okay. So if every maker is a maker insofar as it's made itself, right? Then what? There's no making at all. You made everything. But if you remove the cause, you remove the effect. Therefore, if there was not a first maker, there would not be a last one, nor even a what?
Middle
one. Huh? But if one proceeds forever in efficient causes, there would not be then a first efficient cause or first maker. And thus there would not be a last effect, nor the what? Middle makers or efficient causes. Which is clearly false. Therefore it's necessary to what? Lay down some first what? Maker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which all call God, right? Now we come to the third argument here. Huh? Okay. Question?
Just a little observation that saying what he says with the cause being removed, the effect is removed, it just made me think of that line from, what is it? Is it Gaudium et Spes? Mm-hmm. Without the creator, the creature disappears.
Yeah.
Just made me think of that, that's all.
Yeah. Because now he's used the comparison there of the sun disappears, right? It'd be all dark. Nothing left. Okay. And the third way is taken from the possible and the necessary, right? Now the possible here is used in the sense of what is able to be and not be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's another sense of possible or able besides that, huh? Now, someone asks you this question, you say, is what is necessary to be able to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you say what is necessary to be is not able to be, right? Then it would be impossible for what is necessary to be, right? And therefore, what is necessary to be wouldn't be, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get those kind of contradictions. But if you say that what is necessary to be is able to be,